How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. Very nice to be with you today. What a lovely day it is here in Denver. We hope that wherever you're listening to this, it is also beautiful, if not outside, on the inside in your heart.
That's very sweet.
That is
very sweet.
Well, I am sweet.
I will tell you, it is hot and sunny here in Colorado today. Uh-huh. And just being out and about, I feel like... I just feel like my life is a vacation. But summer,
right?
Summer is what does that. Like, what is different about today than Thursday in February?
The sunshine.
The sunshine.
Yeah, the sunshine, the temperature. You and I are cut from the same tree in that regard, that we are warm-blooded creatures. We've got to have the thermal thing going. But you almost had a train wreck in your summer mentality
so,
today.
So I'm putting together kind of our 4th of July plans.
Yeah.
And you know, we as Experience Pros have a group. We march in the 4th of July parade.
Right.
It's super fun. You know, just some different things. And I realized...
And if our listeners who want to march with us can, if they want to.
Yeah, if you want to, sign up. And so... I just thinking about it and when is it happening and realizing that it's coming pretty quick, the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Well, 4th of July, that means July. So then next thing you know, it's the end of July. And next thing you know, it's the end of summer. And I was mad.
Let me see if I understand correctly. It's June. And you got mad at July because July led to August and August led to the end of summer.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. And so thought, I better embrace this. Because it's fleeting.
Should I
and,
call a bartender, get you a cocktail?
And we know, I mean, in our heads, you know, tomorrow's not promised.
No,
we need to take,
true.
You know, appreciate today, appreciate the moment, live more in the moment instead of always rushing through and take time to appreciate what we currently have, what we have, and this day.
Sure.
I know that, but this was, as I had the thought of, okay, it's going to be July, which means the end of July, which means August, which means end of summer. Just was this harsh reminder, this kind of snap into reality. You're like, take advantage of it. Appreciate it.
There you go.
Love on it.
A little bit more. And there we are. It's a beautiful day. And if not outside, in your heart.
In your heart. Mm-hmm. Well, I am pretty excited. It is a pretty juicy day outside. It
yes.
is summertime. And if you are working, don't let that be a distraction to you. And yes, I'm the pot talking to the kettle. Right? Summertime can be such a distraction from business because we would rather be at the pool. We'd rather be at the beach. We'd rather
take your work with you to
outside.
The pool at the beach.
Summertime is such a great time to build your business.
And if you have to stay on the inside and you're building your business, take a break and take a 10-minute walk. That's
if
all.
You're doing, right. you know, here's how you can be super productive in the summertime.
Yeah.
It's also how you can be super productive in the winter, but let's just say summer.
Okay, because it is.
Because it is.
Right.
90 minutes. Put 90 minutes on the clock.
That's right.
With, you know, all the tools that you need, all whatever you need to get some work done, get the work done, and work 90 minutes. And then take a 30-minute break and go outside.
Yes.
Right? Go outside, get a walk, just look at the sky, the blue sky, feel the 90-degree weather on your skin. Oh. And then come back. And then come back. 90 minutes on the clock.
There you go.
30 minutes outside. You can work as hard as you can. You can get through it and not feel like you went to work in the dark or first thing in the morning and you missed the whole day.
Right.
The other day I came into the studio and was talking to our producer and he says, how's your day? It's fine, but I'd rather be outside. And he says, you're only in here for like 5 hours. I'm like, every day. But I get it.
That's spoken like somebody who can actually escape. Who doesn't have to go back to the office for another 6 hours.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's talk about how you can handle interruptions at work. And if the sunshine is one of those interruptions, here's a couple of tips. Number one.
Excuse me. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Oh, jeez. Did you really just do that?
I did. I interrupted you to tell you the interruption joke.
Yeah.
All right.
Good job.
Thank you.
Way to go. Do you feel like all like a little ostrich now?
What was number one again?
Strutting out. Plan for interruptions. Effective planning is the cornerstone to a productive lifestyle.
I agree with this.
Can you repeat it?
Effective planning is the cornerstone to a great lifestyle.
Productive.
Productive lifestyle.
Productive lifestyle. That was really close.
Productive is great.
It's great.
Those two are synonymous in my world.
Sure they are. They are for the sake of this conversation. And so make sure that you add for a little white space in your day. And what I mean by white space is if you think of your calendar back to back, block to block, one thing right after another and where you are just scrambling. So if you get late, if you're running behind in one meeting, it pushes everything back. It's because you don't have any buffer, any room for tardiness, for interruptions, for traffic. Anything you weren't expecting. So just put a little white space into your day so that the interruptions don't destroy your entire productivity plan.
All right.
Delegate and postpone. Here's how I like both of those words. I don't know if I really like postpone.
I understand the word delegate, but postpone sounds an awful lot like procrastinate.
We're going to talk about that.
All right.
But so if something is trying to get your attention and it's not really a good time for you, you can say, this is not really a good time for me. Can I do that later?
Okay.
I love saying that.
Do you? do you say it often?
I said it to you today.
When did you say that to me today?
You wanted me to do something with my email and you're like, bring your computer to me. I'm like, yeah. Oh yeah, no.
Yeah. It would have taken a couple of minutes, but you know what? I released it because it wasn't a good time for you and it's all good.
Right. And so you can say that, like, this isn't a good time for me. Let's schedule it. So delegate and postpone. So figure out when is a better time. Put that on the calendar. Tell them to come back in half an hour.
Right.
Tell them to come back tomorrow or tell them to go put that in their smoke and pipe it.
Smoke and pipe it. Yeah. Do that.
Yeah.
Michael Smith checks in from downtown Tyler, Texas. Says, howdy, guys and gals. I love white space and I have a lot of it. If you've ever been to Tyler, Texas, boy, is he not telling the truth.
What does that mean?
That means, there's a lot of white space around Tyler, Texas.
Is it sand? White sand?
No, Texas. It's a whole other country.
I think when I'm going to put white space in my calendar, it's going to be sand. That means beach time.
Ooh,
I just came up with that.
That's okay.
Right there on the
you
spot.
You can do that.
All right, attack procrastination. So most of us allow for the distractions. One, we self-create them. We encourage them. And we allow for them because we get to put off the thing we're putting off. We're looking for excuses to put off. We're looking for reasons to put off the work that we know really needs to get done. Or we bought into the lie that I can do it later. And when I do it later, it puts everybody else on reaction mode. And you start this chain reaction of everybody else using wiggle room in deadlines and meeting start times and going home times.
All right.
You put that. So, recognize, are they really distractions or are you looking for a distraction to put off what you need to do? So go back, like we said, 90 minutes, put 90 minutes on the timer, get your work done. Don't allow for any distractions. Close your door, turn off your notifications and just get her done. Here's a couple of other things that you can do is batch your work during the day, so you're making all phone calls back to back.
Yep.
You're doing all of your email back to back. You're doing paperwork or bookkeeping or follow-up calls. You do that all in a batch of time, kind of batch, you know, batching it. So you're not, now I'm over here making phone calls. Now I got to go into my CRM, and now I got to come back over here, and now I got to go over there. And you're right. Opening up, and by going over there, I mean opening up different windows,
sure.
You know, gathering different piles on your desk. Just get it all, you know, kind of put like items together.
Absolutely.
Which means like activities together.
You know, we have a thread happening even as we're talking, Angel. Because as we're talking, Michael Smith checked in from Tyler, Texas. Lisa Mannion checked in from Ashland, Oregon. And Carrie Conley from Scottsdale, Arizona. Wow.
That's just like Scotts Bluff.
Hey, it was a Scots. It came out wrong.
We're hitting the whole countryside this morning.
Hello,
love
friends.
That.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We're grateful for you.
We are grateful for you. We're talking about minimizing distractions and interruptions at work and using summertime to be super effective. It's also a great time to meet people. You run into people during the summer because you're out at concerts in the park.
Yep.
You're out having lunch on the patio. You're out. You get out of your office, so schedule some out time where you can bump into each other. The CEO of Zappos, I think it was, says when we bump into each other, we create these powerful conversations that lead to ideas, that lead to innovation, that lead to better work, and maybe even making a friend or two.
Wow. All right. Well, there you have it. Folks, stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about marketing. That's what you want to hear. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network, home of positive business talk.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC ConsumerAccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us for ours. If you've been paying attention at all here in the last couple of days, you may have heard of an interesting phenomenon, a company that I'd never heard of until yesterday. Cabbage is coming up. Do you know about cabbage?
I'm thinking you're not talking about the vegetable.
No.
But the funding capital company, actually, I don't know a lot about it. So let's just bring in our expert.
We need an expert.
John Parise, the head of customer and partner marketing with Cabbage, says that a rising trend that has entrepreneurs bypassing banks to get the fast funding they need. And Cabbage, K-A-B-B-A-G-E, has provided over $3 billion in working capital to small businesses and to over 100,000 entrepreneurs. And John Parise is here to talk about why access to capital is so important for the U.S. economy as well as entrepreneurs when it comes to facing their cash flow. John Parise, welcome to Experience Pros.
Hi, thank you.
John, nice to have you along with us. All right, I know that I admitted to being ignorant here, but help us understand. Cabbage, how long have you been in business and how do we get so much money out there? I didn't know there was that much money to be had.
Well, we're still pretty small compared to what banks are lending out to small businesses. But yeah, we've been fairly successful in a relatively short amount of time. Our company started lending in 2011. And essentially the way we started is that our founders realized that there was probably a better way for small businesses to apply for funding. And versus like the traditional bank experience, which a lot of our small business owners have found to be rather negative. It's rather time consuming, involved a lot of paperwork, and ultimately sometimes led in a lot of rejection from banks because their loan probably wasn't viewed as going to be profitable enough for them. And so one of the ways we grew and the way we really kind of built the whole platform is this idea that there's all this data available online. There's probably a better process than, submitting income statements and 3 years of tax records to apply for a business loan. And so we're able to leverage all this online data and develop a loan application process, which allows us to quickly review your performance. It all takes place in just a matter of minutes. And a small business owner can be approved for up to $150,000 in just a few minutes.
That's amazing, John, because we've gone the traditional bank route as Experience Pros for lines of credits,
sure,
for some different things. It takes forever.
Yep.
I have to fill out all this paperwork. I have to go in person. I can't even just do it over the phone.
I have to sell our first child.
And so, and we know, and then you know, and they're not really, you get the bankers that kind of have to come in and go, no, we have some money, because most of the time they're turning down more entrepreneurs than they are saying yes to entrepreneurs. And so Kabbage, I mean, you can do this from your phone. It's like a super quick and easy application. I mean, but really, how often do you give a loan of $150,000 to an entrepreneur or small business?
Probably more frequently than you might imagine. I mean, the way we're able to do this is, you know, we see all of this data electronically, and we think that this allows us to develop a better picture of how the business is performing. And so once you're able to connect those data sources to Kabbage, and what I'm talking about are really just those services that a small business owner uses to manage their business daily. So, you know, their business checking account, or if they're an Amazon seller, their Amazon account, pay account. And so kind of linking some of those data channels allows us to develop this really good understanding of how well your business is doing, and allows us to stay connected to your business. So what I mean by that is, once you are approved and you have access to this line of credit, whenever you need funds, they're there for you, and they're available, and we sort of are able to understand how your business is doing. So as your business continues to grow, your line of credit is going to grow with it.
John, I can't tell you how many times I get a business owner that comes to me, I mean, on a daily basis, struggling with cash flow and just wishing I could have an answer for them. But listen to these minimum qualification requirements.
Right.
You have to be in business 1 year.
1 year.
1 year.
Have a minimum of $50,000 in annual revenue.
That's it. Applying is free and no obligation to take funds. All right. So I know that cash flow, we say cash flow is king when it comes to growing your business. And businesses often, they go out of business because they just need a little break, you know, while they're waiting for invoices to come in, or, you know, as they're selling or as they're coming to market. What do we want to have our biggest takeaway be today to our listeners about funding and cash flow, John?
Yeah, I think you described it pretty well in terms of like what keeps people up at night, right? You know, one of the reasons Kabbage is particularly attractive to a lot of small business owners is because of what you described. It's this credit that's available to you when you want to access it, and it's for an amount that you need at that particular point in time. So a lot of our customers will use their funds for some bigger investments, like purchasing equipment, or they might even use the funds to cover payroll or hire a new employee to take them through a busy season. But a lot of times it's cash flow management, right?
Right.
And so there's times of the year when you just need a small chunk of money to get you through a particular slow period in the time of year. And so once you have access to this line of credit with Kabbage, you can just come back and draw from those funds whenever you need. And like you said, there's no penalties for just, you know, having access to this line of credit. It's there for you when you need it.
This sounds brilliant. The website, folks, is Kabbage, KABBAGE.com, Kabbage.com. For small business owners, I simply don't understand why you wouldn't to go out there and apply for that line of credit.
Well, because the best time to get a loan and to get money is when you
don't
need it. Is that right, John?
Yeah, you know, that's probably true. That's probably true, especially when you're thinking about, you know, the way underwriting works. And if you're doing particularly well, you're probably going to get access to a larger line of credit when things are going particularly well versus maybe a slow period of the year. But, you know, we look at a whole range of data sources, not just, you know, we try – what we're able to do basically from having access to all these different data points is put – you know, put your business in perspective and try to understand what's going on, not just like a snapshot in time.
Mm. Well, thank you for what you are doing.
Absolutely.
To help small business, because this is one of those things that they, I just think that often we think if we build it, they will come, and that the money just starts coming. And even though we're making money and we have profit or we have revenue, that doesn't necessarily mean that we have a profit. So love that you're telling out there, just banging the drum, letting business owners know that there is money for them. John Parise, thanks so much for being on Experience Pros today.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. Folks, don't go anywhere. We've got more positive business talk just ahead. You're listening to Angel and Eric, and this is the Experience Pros Radio Network. If you'd like the archives of this broadcast, or if you have any questions about how we can help your business, why not hop over to experiencepros.com and check out what we have to offer. Back after these messages.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs a little help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, 4 for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, 4 bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scotts Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion.
Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, F-A-N-B-R-A-G. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel Tussie and Eric Raymer helping you get your business right. You heard at the top of the hour that Angel's been struggling with the fact that the summer is almost over, even though it is still just June.
I just realize how fleeting, quickly it's going
to
go.
You need to take a workation.
A workation?
Yeah, most people are doing that, you know.
That is what they are doing, and it is just like it sounds. If you think about a vacation, it's where you completely disconnect from the office, but for most people, those are a thing of the past. New research shows that workations may be more common for professionals than ever. A recent survey from the staffing firm AccountTemps, 54% of workers said they typically check in with the office at least once, probably twice a week during their vacation, and that is up 41% from just 1 year, 1 year ago. So we brought in the district president of AccountTemps, Josh Warburg. He's here to offer you ways that you can unplug, really unplug, while you're on vacation. Josh, welcome to Experience Pros.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Josh, very nice to have you along here with us. 30% of the people surveyed say they plan to take more vacation days this summer compared to last year. And yet, professionals are really averaging about 10 vacation days, which is unchanged from last year's. What changed in the mindset of the people?
You know, it's a good question. We don't have any data that explains the change. Maybe it has to do with the economy. Maybe it has to do with the political climate. But for some reason, people are feeling that they need to take more time.
All right. Well, I'm feeling like I need to take more time. I think as we get older, quality of life seems to get to be, higher up on the list of priorities.
That's your automatic setting for the
beginning
of
summer. It is my
automatic
setting. Yeah. Even while we're gone, even while we're on vacation, everybody has their laptops or their devices of some sort. And yet the whole idea of vacation is to unplug, to refresh, recharge so we can come back.
Oh, that sounds good.
And so let's talk about, what are some of the benefits of really unplugging? How can we encourage people to truly unplug and take a vacation and not just a workation?
I think that's up to leadership at an organization. And first things first, I think that if leadership is doing that, they're setting an example. Mm. So if managers and leaders go out of town and they're checking in constantly, they're setting an example for their people. But, ultimately, I think that there is a huge benefit. We all as managers and leaders have a vested interest in making sure that our employees have a balanced life and that when they're here, they're productive. And I think it's certainly smart that that everybody takes time over the course of the year to completely unplug, get themselves centered so that they can be engaged at work.
So if the boss is checking in and the boss is calling you while you're on vacation, like both of those are setting ourselves up for it's going to be a workation, yes?
Absolutely. I agree. And we have, the crazy thing is we have more ways to check in now electronically.
Yeah.
So it used to be that the only way that somebody could check in was maybe a phone call. But these days, whether it's a text, an email.
Well, everything's in the cloud, right? And so I can check in and it's almost expected.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So we understand from the survey that 47% of the respondents said that they don't check in while on summer vacation. And yet, if 47% of them do, and that means the majority, then 53% are checking in one way or another. You guys provide a couple of offerings, help, you know, tips for folks while they're on vacation. And one of them is if set boundaries. What does that mean to you, to set boundaries?
Well, I think setting boundaries means that for your leadership team, as well as the people that report to you, if you're a manager, that you make it clear before you leave what the expectations are from a communication standpoint. And so if something is 911, certainly it needs to be addressed, that it can be addressed. But if not, if it's something that's 411, that it can wait. I think it's also really smart, if somebody really wants to unplug on a vacation, that they handle everything before they leave, so that there are no there's nothing that's left that's untied before they go.
Yeah, and this is, I think, also when you think about taking a vacation, you have to work twice as hard before you go so that all of it is buttoned up. And then you feel like you come back and you've got, you know, 5 million emails to respond to, because, of course, work continues while you're gone. And who's going to pick up the slack? If I'm not here, somebody else is, you know, somebody needs to do it. It can't just not go undone for a week. Is that a big issue you're seeing?
Yeah, it certainly is. And in today's day and age, with the email and the access to email, the amount of emails that people receive, that certainly is a concern. One thing to do is obviously to set an out of office when you leave. If you're not going to communicate, is to make that known, so that if there are issues that need to be addressed, not urgently, that you're telling people, hey, I will address that when I get back. Or to call and follow up with me. So maybe people have fewer emails that they physically have to return when they come back.
Okay.
But it is definitely a concern, is how much work do you have on your return?
One of our listeners, who is the CEO of a social media company, says, I contact my employee's spouse and make them lock my employee's laptop and cell phone in the safe of the vacation hotel, and don't tell them the code. Hashtag disconnect. Love that.
Sometimes we need that. Like, we need somebody else that has a little bit more, I don't know, our willpower. It gets weak. I know that.
Right?
You know, it's like, I need to know, and I feel like I'm missing out. And I think that we worry that if they know they can survive without us for a week, maybe they've decided they can survive forever with us.
Job security fears come into play?
Do you think so? Do you think that happens too?
Yeah, certainly. I know for myself that when I'm on vacation, I do like to check in a little bit. For me, it's all about feeling. You know, what feels best. When I'm on vacation, it doesn't actually feel as good for me if I'm completely disconnected. It feels a little bit better if I can at least scan my email to make sure that there's nothing that's hot in there. It gives me a sense of peace during the course of the day. And if there's something that is hot in there, that I can push it to somebody to delegate and tackle.
All right. Well, very good. How do you want people to get in touch with Account Temps this summer?
AccountTemps.com is the best place to go, whether you're considering looking for a temporary or considering looking for a job. It's all available online.
I like it.
Very,
well, thanks
very
much for being with us today.
Great. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
You betcha. And we appreciate our friend Luke for chiming in and giving us some great stuff. Oh, listener Carrie says, you have to have a gatekeeper while you're gone, right? So somebody who can field those calls, field the hot issues, whatever they may be, and have that person be that gatekeeper and decide whether or not is this, as Josh said, a 911 or a 411.
And that was absolutely perfect. A good answer. And I think more vacations are just necessary.
It's just necessary. You've got to practice. Yeah. Michael says 75% of our international businesses now run from apps on our phones and iPads. The global digital economy has changed the rules. That's also true. And so, you know, but do you ever disconnect, Mike? Do you ever just kind of go away? And Carrie comes back with beach chair every 90 days.
That is good.
Sounds great.
That is good.
To
me. But I think for a lot of business owners, there's some real legitimate concerns. You know, who's going to handle this? I have to work twice as hard. And in these days, especially for entrepreneurs.
Entrepreneurs feel like they're wearing all the hats anyway.
And they are.
Yeah.
And they are. And you. And this is why. And so putting some systems in place, creating some automation, and having a backup plan of if somebody does really need something that you can actually go back to and refer and just have somebody kind of landside when you're beachside.
Landside when you're beachside.
Yeah.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Does that make sense?
And I asked Michael, do you ever just disconnect? Do you ever get away?
Mm-hmm.
He says, yes, I do every single day. Oh, I want to be like Michael.
No, we all want to be like Michael.
You should move to Tyler, Texas. There.
There's lots of white space there.
My parents used to live there.
There's lots of white space, yeah. And it doesn't mean sand. I'm learning this.
That's right.
I'm learning this. All right, well, if you don't have a vacation plan, follow the lead of my friend Carrie Conley from Infinite Nation. She says work 90 days and then take a week off. You know that you can work really hard and stay really focused. So 90 days. And so if you think about a quarter, there's 13 weeks in it. So plan for 12
there you go.
And take the 13th week off.
I like the idea. Listener Luke puts the exclamation point on this segment. Wear all the hats and forget your underwear.
Oh.
We'll be back with more positive business talk. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network. Luke, you knew it. I would do that.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel and I are here to help you get that business right. Wouldn't you love to automate things? Maybe a little streamline. We got your back right here. We can take back your time by setting these tasks on autopilot, and we've got six of them, according to Anita Campbell, the CEO of Small Business Trends.
All righty. Bring it on.
All right. Here we go.
Because, yes, I want to automate.
Well, you know, here's what we're looking for. We're looking for speed. We're looking for do-it-yourself capability and minimal cost when it comes to these six automations. All right? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. The first one is set up recurring invoicing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Setting up recurring invoicing. If you bill your clients the same amount each month, some accounting such as Xero or QuickBooks or even FreshBooks, PayPal, there's a lot of them out there who can set up automated recurring billing. And that is one thing. Rather than having to go and send an invoice and then hope for it comes back and all of that, if you can just draw that out of the account, it makes it so, Angel, that the financial arrangement isn't the only time we're having a conversation.
That is, right? I think a lot of times it's just for billing, and that isn't a relationship. It is just a transaction. And plus, good time management, just not allowing things to fall through the cracks, simplifying it. People are used to receiving and paying bills in this automated way now. It's just easier for budgeting. And, you know, it's no longer the days where I would have to sit down and write a check and mail you a check or wait for you to bill to show up in the mail. And
what is this check thing you're talking about?
What is this check thing?
Those things are almost antiquated in real life. All right, here's the second thing you can automate within the next week. You can update and monitor social media channels. Did you know that there's automation? Oh, we crossed over into an Angel No Zone.
Yeah, no.
I see it in your eyes.
Yeah, no.
I see it in your eyes.
I mean, if all we're doing is push, sure, automate the heck out of that thing. But you're having a conversation. You're creating a relationship. And you can't automate that. You can't. The conversation's conversation. Now, pushing your message, maybe you blend a little bit of that, especially if you're going to be on vacation so that you're not disappearing. But you have to remember that people are there to connect. And if you're not there taking part in conversations, which means commenting,
yeah,
and sharing. Now,
so,
I would normally say liking and commenting and sharing.
Yeah.
Nay, nay.
Why not?
Because That's just like the that is like the, here's a pen.
How do you spell?
Right? You know, you can like till the cows come home.
Right.
We know. Instead, comment and share.
Okay.
Comment and share. You can't automate that.
Let me talk to you about what Anita wrote in her article.
Okay. Sorry. I'm not the expert here.
No. You are the expert, and you have a very strong opinion, and it's backed up by significant rationale, and I think that's fine.
Okay.
She's saying, I'm not saying you need to turn your social channels into some dry, lifeless publishing of impersonal posts. There should be a happy medium. How about once or twice a week, use automation to schedule some posts to go live throughout the week? That enables you to batch your work instead of inefficiently spreading out your time. And then it frees you up to comment and share because you have more free time not worrying about what you're posting, but looking at what your people are posting.
Okay, I like that.
All right.
I concur.
Okay. This next one we should probably skip over.
Why is that?
Because it has to do with managing email.
Oh, that's right. And if you're still using email, you're of the dinosaurs.
Whatever.
That's what our guest said yesterday.
I enjoyed the guy. He was very personable. Respectfully disagree.
He has a point, though.
He does. I mean, but think about Snapchat ain't a replacement for email. I'm sorry.
Sure. But let me ask you this.
Okay.
How many unread emails do you have currently? Or how many come in on a daily basis?
I have 5,201 unread emails.
So you think it's super effective?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because they read yours.
I have 10,384.
Because everybody reads the emails you send.
No, because I don't have to read the email in order to know what it says. I use the little preview.
I judge the book by its cover.
Come on.
I got the preview.
It's a little better than judging a book by its cover.
A little. I read the spine. I read the back.
My cheeks hurt. All right. We're talking about things you can automate next week and have things good.
What can I do with my email? What can I automate with it?
Well, first of all, you need to take time to understand how your email works so that you get the best benefit out of it. But you can automate various things. You can sort to, sort by importance. You know, does it have one of those?
Yeah. Okay. All
things?
Right. Yeah.
You can sort by who it comes from, and just streamline. That's
All right. I'm actually thinking of changing my email address. Like not using this one.
No.
Starting all fresh and brand new.
No.
Brand spanking new. Where nobody but only the few people that I really want to hear from can find me.
Can I forbid this at any point?
You don't want... Why?
I think there's... we need another segment and at least one commercial break to get into that. Hold that thought and we'll come back and visit that after the top of the hour. How about this? You can schedule your appointments. You can automate the scheduling of your appointments. Use an application like Schedule Once or there's Microsoft Bookings or Booker.com or whatever that you can actually schedule, have your...
Booker, Dano.
Client, you can have your clients actually do the scheduling of your appointments for you.
Yes,
and when
it
first came out, I bristled at that because how invasive. And now I really think, gosh, there might be really something valuable to that.
And I've used it. And sometimes, I mean, you know the back and forth.
Right.
It's,
That's why I have 5,200.
It's like, what's her name? Sweet Georgia Brown. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Nobody got time for that. And finally, one of the things that you can and should automate is the backing up of your documents, images, videos, and more. The lifeblood of any business professional. You should back up and it should be automated.
Back it up.
You know,
beep, beep, back it up.
I'll tell you, for us at Experience Pros, we back up regularly because one time we had a meltdown. And now, if we're not doing it every day, we're doing it every week for sure. All right, gang, we will be back right after these messages. Angel and I are going to have a little email conversation. Top of the hour news comes next, and then hour two of the Experience Pros Radio Network.
America's home for positive business talk.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. And if you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,